So, first of all, reaction, now you've just won the PTC New Journalist of the Year award.
Well, I'm obviously elated, but still trying to catch my breath, still trying to calm down. But it's over the moon, absolutely over the moon. It's such an honour.
Now, you're obviously shortlisted for another category. Can you tell me a bit about the work that went towards that and the category itself?
For consumer journalists, a lot of work, a lot of late nights. You know, obviously, it's a tough consumer market. There's some incredible other titles in there, and the competition was stiff, but I think it's just down to a really good team. I've learned from some incredible people, and obviously Morgan is a fantastic editor, and the features guys I've worked with have been really helpful. So, you know, like I said, a lot of it nice, but a lot of creativity from the people above me has helped me sort of.
Were there specific pieces you put forward for this awards though?
Yeah, well, I've got a keen interest in martial arts from my sporting background. So one of the features was on a martial artist, which, you know, was pitched by me and developed by me and the section editor, and the investigative piece was obviously a lot down to my individual work as it went on. So yeah, but I mean, yeah, a lot of it was, but obviously, you know, it wouldn't have happened without the team and the people above me who I was learning from, so yeah.
Okay, so you got your category prize. Were you expecting, how sort of positive were you?
I wasn't expecting, I don't know, like I obviously hoping, you know, there's that little part of you just like, come on, please say my name, but you can't expect, I suppose. I just tried not to expect. I tried to, you know, expect for the worst, not for the best. Sorry to go with a massive cliche, but I think that's the only way you can do it.
So what now? What are your sort of ambitions for the future, and maybe how you hope, now being an award-winning journalist, where will it take you?
God. Well, I'm really happy in Men's Health at the moment. You know, Men's Health is doing so well, and you know, I love the team at Men's Health. So for the very, very early foreseeable future, nothing too extreme. But you know, I'd love to just get more involved with features going forward. Other than that, I'm just trying to enjoy the moment.
So. Obviously, these are Magazine Journalism Awards. Have you always had a passion for magazine journalism over any other sort, and why is that?
Yeah, I've always loved magazines. I've collected magazines as a child. I was a bit of a geek, and Men's Health as well. I was convinced at the age of 16 I was going to be massive if I read Men's Health, and obviously that didn't happen, as you can tell. But I just love like the craftsmanship that goes into magazines, like you know, Men's Health especially, but a lot of other magazines. I've always just found them beautiful things. I like to collect them, and to be able to have some sort of input into a magazine, I think is it's really good fun.
And well done again.
Thank you very much.